Page 13. Today. 100 meters above the earth, the man who could fly moved his large white wings gently backwards and forwards. It was very quiet up there, and the air was clean and fresh. When he looked down, he could see the village where he lived and the school where he taught. If he turned his head, he could see the park, and beyond that, fields with cows and sheep in them. He moved his wings a little faster and rose higher. He could see even more now. Those hills in the distance were the Belloc Hills. And that large blue shape was Wiltery Lake. Then he began to feel a bit dizzy and sick. He could fly quite easily at this height, but looking down at the ground so far below him always made him feel strange. Sometimes he was afraid of falling, but of course he never did. Birds don't fall to the ground, and he was like a bird. He took one last look at the countryside, then he opened his wings wide, made a few slow circles, and gracefully flew down towards the park below. He landed easily on his feet. After folding his wings flat onto his back, he put on his special extra-large jacket to cover them. Now, he looked the same as everyone else. As he walked home across the grass, he thought about his supper. Flying always gave him a good appetite.